number one. Kasha number one. Kasha, how is it? Rashi. And what? We're talking about Kasha, Rashi. Happy Rashi day. Wow, happy Rashi day. Austin. Austin, Shalcheris, does not require the Kiva. I by Dr. Valen, you see that for Prusbel, you do require nothing. So Akash on here, we're actually saying here for the Truman's device, you know. Prusbel requires Nakam, Rashi Hacha, that for Truman's device, Terence does not require nothing. How could that be? That is Akash number one. Kapal was Mahubri, right. Good, very good. We'll hope to forget. Very good. Kasha number two. Don't pay attention. I don't pay attention. Good point. There you go. Kasha number two. That was very good. Kasha number two was the bottom face of the dying on a day, had a three-way zero. What do you do about us? Otherwise known as Mastic Aviro. An airspace in between. So does that break the Chiba? Does that not break the Chiba? So on the one hand, what do we know? On the one hand, Prusbel. What's going to say that about Zion? Shavuos that a Beis Din will impose. If your mother mixed that, or an Eid Echad against you. Or perhaps the Shavuos HaShomrim, the Beis Din will make you swear. So what are the rules of those cases? So the Mishnah says in the Beis Din Beis, Eil Devar V'she'ein Nishmoy Aleyah. There are things about which you do not swear. Avadim, Saras, Karka, Segdesh. Karka, and Avadim. Okay. If it's a Siftach over who owns the land, who owns the Eved, or it's about a star, not about actual money, about who owns the star, or about something which is hefesh, there's a gzeres hakasav that the enish follow a karkos, and then we're another gzeres hakasav that avatim hukshu with karkos. Okay, good. And then a couple in them, the mayor says in Mishnah, the fifth point in Mishnah, the mayor drums into the karkos, the karkos, the enish, the karkos, something that is sort of like land, but they're not really like land. Chachamim disagree. The machlok is a mayor of Chachamim where there are certain cases like Tarka or not like Tarka. What's the case? I gave you to wash as a shomer 10 grapevines, all full of grapes. The halah omer, the other fellow says, no, ain't it all chamish, only 4. The mayor of Chachamim say no. The mayor says, Yechai Beshua, why? What is it? The Rebbe said, Yochai, but Shmuel Moses Zikta. It's not her. It's not her. And Chacham said, no. Called Mechuba Karka, and Hayezu Karka. That is the Mishnah. The Gemara says, what? It sounds like the Rebbe says, no. It seems that Mechuba Karka, not Karka. Mean a house? How about a house? According to the Mayor, a house is not Karka? A tree is not Karka? You? You want to say, what? All their mayor suffering them dealing well. Called Mechuba Karka, and it's a Karka. You? Every single case of Mechuba, that's the title of the Mishnah. And Rameh says, yeah, you gotta swear, it's Natalsin. Chacham says, no! Mechuba Karka is Kasha. Really? Rameh says, accept the whole principle. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? If that's true, the Rameh is arguing that so fundamentally, such a big, wide Machlokas. Then the Gemara says, well, what should Rameh have said? What should have been different about the Mishnah? Yeah, well, why is the Mishnah talking about Dafka case where the Gefanim have lots of grapes? Who cares about the grapes? The Gefanim themselves are Mechuba Karka. Because apparently, everyone agrees that the vine, the tree, the house, is the Karka. As the Mishnah be the Unos, this would be the Frutos. Instead of arguing about a case where it's full of towing, it's full of carrying grapes, talk about and argue about a case of Frutos, because there's no fruit, it's the tree itself. But the Gemara says, oh, must be, I'm a Yosher of the Hanina. No! Everyone agrees that a tree, a house, a lamppost, a fire hydrant, a doghouse, those are all considered Yakaka. Mechuba Karka is not everyone agrees with. But the Chum say, call on Mechuba Karka. Everything! Even borderline cases. What's the borderline case? The Shaila is that there's your Kuno. They're full of the right place. So right, the red three pay. Almost he got there. Ready to be voted to them to fix the grapes. The Rameh of Saba is a Suro of Dami. The Haravan Dami is Locus Suro Dami. You have a fundamental Mahoga Dami. Right now it's physically attached. But it's Omei not to be attached. It's Omei to be detached at any moment. It's ready to attach. So that's the house is not going anywhere. I have a house, I hope that's in the balance, the house is going to stay there hopefully for a long time. So that's the fourth Mechuba Karka. But here the Chibur is temporary. Like, this is an important Yisod for seniors. It's a very important Yisod for seniors. Because sometimes, if you're already holding by being disconnected, you're disconnected right now. If a guy's whole attitude about school is that he's ready on the way out, so then you're ready even right now. The Kalamali Basta Kibasura is on. You're already disconnected now. We all know psychologically it's very true. One hopes that one will maximally, at most, only do that for things that are not valuable or dimensional. But we definitely have the idea of calling the Basta Kibasura is on. You're already holding by disconnecting. So, the grapes, I can pick them right now if I want to. They haven't been able to pick them yet. That's still Karka? So, the mayor and the Chum disagree. The mayor says, no, it's Metalsalon. It's physically attached, but I'm going to pick it any minute. It's ready to be gone. The Chum says, no. Right now it's attached. Right when you need to be attached, it's detached. But right now it's still attached. And that's the Machlokes, the mayor and the Chum. Great. Beautiful. Very nice. Good? What's the problem? That would be fine. We're not protected. The Gemara in Ksubas, what's the Gemara in Ksubas? Tell us that something. You want to do this? Fresh voice. Right wing. Let's go to the next one. What is the next one? Stop. There's only a dust study. The Gemara there, assume for sure, it's disconnected. Let's take a look at that Gemara over there. Let's take a look together at the Gemara for this. The Budya. I have to admit, I cannot remember where this Gemara is. I have to buy a lot. I'm not going to buy a lot this Gemara, but the one word that stuck in my head was Budya. It's Bayer on Budja, and it came, I remember it says, in the middle of Tubas, it's a Gemara about the Budja. I couldn't remember exactly what. Budja does it. So what's a Budja? What's a Budja? Baha?
Net.
Net. Anyone here ever paint a house? Yeah, he's a man. He paints the house, yeah. What's the first thing if you're painting your little brother's room in the pastel blue? What's the first thing you do?
The first thing you do is
put the sheet down. Ah, exactly. Take out the furniture, put the sheet down. Right, to catch up in the fall. The drop cloth. That's exactly what a budget is. It's a drop cloth. Except the drop cloth by the paint catches the paint that I don't want. Over here, I have those who, some people here have had this closest seen, many people here have had this closest seen palm trees. Big tree. Big tall thing. Right? So how do you get it down?
Shake it,
right? Or the Gemara Shabbos, they take a rock and you throw it up. And if you have good aim, something to come down. Now, that'd be very inefficient. What, you're going to shake it, then you have two tools over the ground. So what do you do? No! You put it, I don't know, you put it, when it's ready to come down by itself, or you're going to shake it, the first thing you do, like this painting, you put it in a cloth. That's the budya. The budya is a drop cloth in front of the ground to catch all the dates. The Gemara says, "Who the also comes to Yosef? Other than who, fellow comes to Yosef that they're discussing how they're going to this. The context of the Gemara is a particular type of chol, a particular type of debt, which is the fact that a man passes away. So the Yerusha, he has sons and daughters. The sons inherit, but the daughters are entitled to be supported from the estate. They have the right to get until they get married." As long as they're single, they have the right to. There's a lot of money, and then the boys get everything, and everything, and the girls get whatever they need to support themselves. There's a little bit of money, so the boys get nothing, and the girls take it all to support themselves. Much support that. It depends how it plays itself out. That's mostly not butter. So they wanted. So this man apparently was a date farmer. He had date trees. So they say now, typically you only collect a hoe. We know we discussed this extensively earlier in the year. The sheep without goop and the sheep in the hub. Right. If you owe me, if Evan Pieri owes me money, better. If I owe Evan Pieri money, so Evan can come to me and say, hey, pay up. And if I don't pay up, so he's going to go, he'll take my scarf, he'll take my jacket, he'll take my car, he'll take my house, take whatever I have. Tell him, if I own it and I owe him money, I'm a sheep without goop, all I seriously owe the money, he'll take whatever I have, tell him. Let's say I'm great cleaned up, because I already, the other loom shark already took everything. So now, Evan Pieri is an honest guy. He only comes, by the time he shows up, everyone else already took everything. So I'm sorry. I wish I could give you $10,000, but I don't have $10,000 for you. Ah, but I sold stuff. There's stuff I used to own that I had to sell to get some cash. The Mishubabas. What types of stuff do you take from the Chasim? Let's say the Shtam, the Shiv and the Chasim. What sort of things can he take from the Shiv and the Chasim? If I own the car, I sold the car, there's no halakha, there's no lien in the car.
So
what's Evan going to take? Only my karka. Right now we know that's our thing. So only a shubin l'chatzim by a star, move the star, and only on what sorts of items? Only on my karka, not on the top. You can't take away. Once I sell the house, I sell the painting, I sell the car. Goodbye. I sell the diamond ring. You can't get it. If I sell the house, you have a shubin l'chatzim on the house. Okay, that's one of the things in karka. The top one. There's only shubin l'chatzim on karka. And now I'm a chalkin. That's why one of the names for karka. The mission calls them. The chalkin that have responsibility. They take responsibility for me. They're my ori, right? I can't say you'll go to my karka and it's all, but the chalkin aim around my friend. Okay. So the Gemara says he wanted to collect from the budya. Amalu havule mitamid al budya. Oh, you don't have anything to give him, so give him to pay from the dates that are already on the drop cloth, the way it fell down from the tree. They said, what? Amar Abai says to Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, if it was even a stronger case with a real loan, with a real star, more chai than Mazen Abanov. Would you let a creditor who lends a guy money collect from a talisman? The Tamri Dal Budya, the tape tray fell on the ground. It's Metalslim. You can't collect Metalslim. Well, what's going on here? Because remember, the guy died. If the guy died, now his children, Yarshan, the property. So the only way you can collect is through Shiva Nechasim. Because the original person who owed the money is dead. So you can only collect Tamri. You can't collect Metalslim. You can't collect, take the fruit they picked. You need to go into his house and take the basket of fruit, go into his barn and take the peppers that he picked last week. It's Metalslim. So what's going to be? No, I mean, it's things that are ready to fall down. No, self-calming lizards, because it's not me. Who can is ready to fall down? And it's also metallic. It's still connected, yeah. But only the gods could cause this, not me. Because it's not the street of a dick, I mean, only the gods is when it's all ready. I mean, things that are still aren't right. Okay, that's not his karka. To give him the fruits, they're still growing. That's real karka. Okay, fair. So the Gemara is not saying any major solution. Except for the fact that Abaye blurted out, well, go over the Gaza Gaza's dummy. The Tosfos says, hey, one second. Well, why so pasha? Why are you jumping all over Yosef? And we know Abaye was a Talmud of Yosef used to attack his Rebbe a lot. You know why? We know some of the times the reason why you're supposed to attack your Rebbe. You're supposed to attack your Rebbe. And the Gemara in Kiddushin says that the normal thing is that a father and a son, or Rebbe and Talmud, are going to argue together in learning. And the Gemara Darshan is from a pasuk in obscure pasuk Chumash Bamidbar that you could have love at the end, Esvahez Besufa, the love will come at the end. And you might be yelling and screaming at each other. When you close the song, everyone knows the famous story? No? Did I tell you the story? That's the famous story. About the train? You know the famous story? You know the famous story? You know the famous story? They very, very briefly. They said that they have, when the new yeshiva escaped from, the famous escape from Eastern Europe all the way across to China and Japan, that the major part of the journey was the Trans-Siberian Railroad. They were on it for, I think, weeks. The whole a good chunk of new yeshiva was on the railroad. Now, there were other people, apparently there were also other people who were interested in traveling, spending a couple of weeks traveling all the way across Siberia. So there was a Polish fellow who had kept a diary, and they found, they discovered that he had been on the train, and they published his memoirs. And so he talks about this experience. So he writes to them, such a odd group of people on the train. They behave very bizarrely, because they seem like very like mild-mannered people, very nice and sweet and soft, but then they have these big books. Whenever the big books are open, they're like different people yelling and screaming at each other, they're going to kill each other, and then so they close the big books. They're like best of friends. And he said, well, that's the most bizarre situation. You can understand it's like Jekyll and Hyde. It's like bizarre, you know, split personality disorder. But we understand exactly that. That's the Gemara. That Bizman HaLimud, Nasuka Oivim Zelzeh. Like, Mamish enemies. You and your Chavrusa, you and you're learning with your father, you're learning with your son, you're learning with the Rebbe, you're learning with Talmud, you're learning with Chavrusa, you know, you're yelling and scream. But if it's motivated by the learning, then as soon as the learning is over, it's not going to carry over into the way you relate to each other personally. In some yeshivas, the nasuk, they take the nasuk ka'ivim zelzeh very much l'chumra, and then Amish insult each other. So around here, people don't get so insulting. It happens occasionally, but usually you don't get beyond insulting the ideas. Sometimes the Amish, you know, insults the guy and having them attack. But whatever, either way, it's only okay if when the big books are closed. So Abaye, we know, used to attack Yosef a lot, which is totally appropriate. But in particular, because Yosef got sick at one point in his life and forgot, it seems like most of his learning. And Abaye would often, once in a while, the Gemara said, Abaye tries to remind him, oh, Rebbe, didn't you tell us one X, Y, Z? The Pshat is because he was reminding him. That could be also why Abaye was particularly taxing. And Yosef, he's here to say something problematic for us. So why is Abaye jumping on him? It's a machlokes of Rameh and Chachamim. So Tosfos presents to a person. You're right, it's a machlokes. So we know all the toxins. The Gemara Bava Kamma makes it clear that we toxin like your mayor, so all the toxins are toxins. So this is right, that's the answer. Okay, he says, no, Tome. Try him on often. You see, from our Tome, so we are called a Tome. The Gemara talks about how you pay for a show and Masik food. So it's clearly in there that you consider Kedushin, and that's how he talks. Okay, good. So nothing there. When it comes to Shabbos, everyone agrees that the ripe fruit is still considered to be mechuba. Or ki mechuba is damo. What do you mean, le'inyan Shabbos? Yeah. And it has to be that way. What, you tell me there's no malachas kosher if I pick things that are ripe? It's only a violation of chil Shabbos if I pick something that's not ripe? That's ridiculous. No, it's ridiculous. It's based on the Mishkan. Well, what happened in Mishkan? Zomar nikitzira salamadim. Shahaitzila achasha ovdim nikasta. That was, of course, when you're fixing for the Mishkan purposes, when it's right, we fix, of course. So obviously on Shabbos, you're high on Shabbos, you say, kolon nikasta is still chemical, for sure. And on the other hand, lean bako, kevin was yisra arukhuyam, because the Surah Sabbath, the Gemara Scriba says, that once it doesn't normal leaves the ground, over the kasta, for sure it's chikasta. Now we have done with Yosef Zilhavli to come to Abundant. Okay. The part of the Gemara asked the Kasha, so from the Gaza to Gaza Dami. The Gemara asked it, but Abai is Kasha and Yosef. The other Shaykh was looked at the Hapa. If Baal Chol is relevant to this Machlokas and Shavuot, Machlokas and Menach and Ramim, then what are you asking for my Kasha way? You can't find it that way. Why are you so astonished at Yosef? You talk about that for Ramim. That's strange Kasha and Ramim. And then what? And I'm supposed to say, and here, the Shmuel is a Machlokas. So what's going on? Okay, so Tosa says, when it comes to always Likasei, so for Shabbos, it's considered to be a Fular. For Shavua, what it asks basically to make you swear is the Machlokas. And for Baal Chol, it's definitely Talmud. It's not Karkin. For Shabbos purposes, definitely still is Karkin. Okay. And the question, then begs itself, one second, what? Very nice. What else is doing? They're saying, okay, well, we have a theorem. The answer is, well, here, oh, we have a theorem. What's the answer? The answer of her is, the way I mentioned yesterday, that Rav Shasta points out that piecing together, putting together different pieces of the Rav Shasta name of the father of the year, that's the impression that he was trying to put together a big picture. The big picture seems to run solid. Yeah. That when we say karka, we could mean different things in different cases. So for example, for Shavua, is it Eved Kekarka?
Yeah.
Mishnah, right? Eved Kekarka. Right. But for Baal Chol, is that a Kikarka?
No.
So, for Shabbos, is that a Kikarka? Clearly not. Right? So what's going on? So apparently, Shavua has to do with whether it's technically, is it Kikarka, is it not Kikarka? Because the rules is clear that Kikarka has no Shavua. It's your character, you have no shvur. That's it. Not the dalkut. That's if you want to, shvachavah, you can call the shem karka. Karka. To be karka. Karka for technical moral purposes, shvuah, and now a couple other things, where you always are reminded karka and abadim and sarah, that trio, like ona'a. The rules of overcharge are different by metalkun than by karka. So ona'a. Shavua, a couple of things, are telling the formal status of karka. Baal Chol. If Baal Chol is not telling you formally whether you're karka or not, what's Baal Chol telling him? Baal Chol is only mean Shiba Nechasim. Be precise. Shiba Nechasim is only on, he said before, The chatzim is based on achad. So typically, the chatzim shachai and karka are the same thing, but they're not really. What is the question that we spoke about last semester? That why is the sheep and the chatzim on karka? Because karka is something that any yachol avichol and yachol alimo. Karka is something that you can't make this disappear. So I have a sense of security. I lend you money knowing that I can always go to your karka. So I don't have in mind that I'm going to have security, you know, I'm going to be koda achilik in your Mona Lisa. A guy owns a priceless painting. Yeah, but it's very easily it can be smuggled out of the country. You can make it disappear like that. So I have no sense of security. So there's no shibun nechassim on that. So usually karka and shibun nechassim are the same thing. But obviously by ebedan and the only likut is also very mistaber. If the fruits are always likutzing, right now are they mechuber? Yeah, but I have no security in them because they're going to disappear here today, gone tomorrow. Let's say I have a priceless Japanese cherry tree. Every fruit, imagine every fruit is worth $40, $50, $60. Some very rare tree. So the fruits of that tree are worth a lot. I lend $1,000, but the tree has 60 fruits on it. And it easily covers the debt. But do you have any security knowing you can go to the tree? Because I'll just pick up the fruits and run off with them. So there might be technically mechuba karka, but they're not nechassim, shein es ma'am lachai. And then, but it's real estate. In English, we call this real estate. So real estate, it means that it's real. It's something that can go to. So that's different. And then there are more. I think it's what's my own Shabbos. What's going on with Shabbos? And what else do we have in our sugya? What do we have in our sugya? We had, we were talking about, let's talk about Asad Naku. Al-Gabi Yaseiro. So what do we say about Asad Naku Al-Gabi Yaseiro? Right? What does Gemara seem to say by Shabbos? The bottom tells us Zion of Eid. What does Gemara seem to say by Shabbos? Is Asad Naku Al-Gabi Yaseiro connect or disconnect?
Right?
What? So Tosis, Rashi and Tosis have to fudge the Gemara there a little bit. They had reasons to. They explain why they think it makes sense. But we said the Rambam does. The Rambam thinks the Gemara keeps shooting up. Right? So what does the Rambam say? Remember, before you go a step further, we'll take care of it in a moment. One second. Well, we just put on the board. Who says that? Does everyone say that?
No.
Who disagrees with that?
Tosis.
We look forward to that. This three-way distinction in terms of all of the covers. Right? That's exactly. The Tosfos and Shmuel says, the Kibbutz, the three different things unrelated. And we're saying, well, unrelated means because they don't really mean karka. They mean three different things. Whereas Tosfos and Shmuel, they're not. Right? We look at Tosfos and Shmuel before during the state. Right? So Tosfos and Shmuel is Reina Chanano. He goes to Reina Chanano. He likes the Reina Chanano. And I'll say, it's all the same. If they'll give it Tarius, here is the Machlokas, and there we know how we pass it. So, I mean, it's always the same issue. Shavuos and Sukkot is the same thing. There's a Tanan and a Machlokas, and that's what I got out. A Tanan and a Machlokas, that Iran already gave us up. But the same thing. So, Ben Hanau was not accepted. That's the Machlokas between Tosfos and Sukkot and Tosfos and Shavuos. Tosfos and Shmuel who likes the Ben Chanao, but Tosfos and Shmuel, of course, the Ben Chanao, but presents an alternative approach. The alternative approach is saying, no, you got to be subtle, you got to be delicate. When you think, what does karka mean? Karka means different things. You might all call them karka, but they're really not all the same thing. We have three, at least five or six different things that we all call karka, but they're really different from one another. So once we have this idea that this approach to be machaz in different dinim of karka, different gedarim of karka, is already a machlokas Tosfos between Shmuel calling Rabbi Nachmanal versus Tosfos and Shmuel, the Venera, is machaz, Rabbi Nachmanal is not machaz, and Tosfos and Shmuel is machaz. Once you have that, then we can start to use that tool. This idea that some Rishonim are distinguishing different dinim of karka and some don't. So we could use that to come back to our sukkah and plug it back in, and that could solve some of our difficulties, the conscious that we started with, the bottom tosfos, like the two last tosfos, the problems that we had, so they will already begin to yield to this sort of treatment. So before we go on, I'm so glad that people want to speak up. First is questions of non-understanding, before fancy conscious. Questions of non-understanding. Yeah.
Kiva. So, how does this all relate back to
us? Oh, we'll get to that in a moment.
And, basically, so, the Tosfos and Tshuvos is saying that there is no distinction between any Karka laws, and Tosfos and Tshuvos is saying that there is.
Yeah. Now, at the very least, Tosfos and Tshuvos, they're going to be very precise. Tosfos and Tshuvos is not distinguishing between, Shavua and Balfour. Maybe they accept some other chiluk, but they definitely are not saying that chiluk was gotten in all of the country. You get the impression that they probably don't accept it the way it's been done. And those are the truth, clearly don't. Okay, other questions is not understanding. Is it clear? Clear as mud? Very? You're clear. Clear as mud. Is it clear?
I think
it's high quality. Are you supposed? I'll let you, now he said with great vigor, enthusiasm, brevity. Is your clear? Yes, sir, he's clear. Clear as much. Sometimes you say it's clear. What do you mean? You have to have a lot of
knowledge.
Is that clear? The Gemara, the Tosfos had a Sira. What do we think about all the big cuts here? It comes to fruits that are ready to be cut. Now, are they still Makata or are they ready to consider as Makatala? So in the Gemara in Tubas, we assume it's definitely disconnected. The Gemara in Shmuel says the Makata. So which one is it? The short answer is not like it. You caught up an apple, it's very ripe to pick. Of course, it's still considered like karka, so there's moment you pick it. Some of them are, so you're going to be high, and you should come to it. So there's no simple to pick it. On the other extreme, the Gemara simply says, for Balcho, the first thing that comes in is definitely to the Balcho, definitely to cause the stomach. And then in the middle, there's also, in terms of Shavua, right. Balchol is going to hold from Karka, and Balchol is going to go to the concentration of Karka. Things that we have in security. Shavua is a halacha. There's a concept that there's no Shavua in Karka, no one in Karka. This is the rule of Karka. And then Shabbos is going to apparently get a third concept, which also is loosely Karka, But it's not really exactly going to be the same thing. So most of the time they'll overlap. But you get to the fringe cases, you get to the borderline cases, and then it might be kosher for this purpose but not for that purpose. That's when you get to the fringe border, there's all these funny cases, all these cases, all these funny cases are the cases you get after the edges, then you start to be not commuted. Usually, Tarka and the Hakesh are the same thing. That's what we confuse them. At the edge, they're not going to be the same thing. That is the Alamli Kaste. The Prashabas and Isma Makubar for Alamli Kaste is Makubar for Shabbos, it's not Makubar for Bachov, and it's a suffix, Makhlokas, for Shavuot. So the Shavuot is telling the four Roshan Tarka, Bachov is telling the Hakesh Akhai. And the Shabbos is telling nothing, Tarka. Haga Biyas Makara Bozai. If I take a stick my hand into the dirt and I pick up the dirt, am I chayav b'shem koser? If I take a handful of dirt out of the ground, am I chayav b'shem koser? Of course not. It might be chorish, not koser. And koser isn't being koser karka. It's b'chololo karka. Right? It's obviously a third concept. So Shabbos is the chover. Okay, it was Mechubar. Ed is not Mechubar to the guy. He has an exeris custom, he's a formal status of Karaka, but he's not. He cut his hair. It's not Mechubar, it's not Mechubar with Karaka. But over the cut, it is for that, for now Mechubar with Karaka. Now let's talk about it for now. You have that hand? You have that question?
Me? The shah is dependent on what was done in the shah.
Yes.
So basically,
No, we're talking about cutting the hair off of the nether. It's cutting the hair off of the nether by cutting a plant off of the ground. But, even though the nether is my car, Now let's look at the bottom toast, which is talking about how do you pass in, also a three-way setup, right? Beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. It could be too late. Let's get our data.
Tosfos is not connected.
Tosfos, very good. See, Tosfos in Gittin is not making any distinctions between the different cases. I told you that it's Sira. What do you hold about? What's the din about the Tosfos not about Gabi? It isn't Mechubar or not. On the Gemara in Shabbos says it's Tosh. The Gemara in Gittin on the Zion about Prusbol says Mechubar. So. Oh, exactly. The Tosfos is bothered by the problem, and they don't have to start being mad. It's like, well, doesn't mean chayv, because our Tosfos in Gittin now would suggest a whole like the Tosfos in Ksuvah. That it's all the same. No chilukim, no distinction. Karka. All the different areas of halacha, all the tchumei halacha, all the same. Karka. That's it. Tosfos in Ksuvah have to give a tarot the Beit Hananel. Right? The Shavuos and Ksubas, what's the difference? There must be this Hiru Paschini. They couldn't say it's a Chiluk. And here too, some people say a chiluk between prusbol versus Shabbos. They say no, it's really all saying the same thing. We don't really mean Yerchai, but Shabbos just mean that there's Asher, Shabbanan. It's all the same thing. Tosis is trying to make everything work together because they're not working Tosis in Gittin. They like Tosis in Subit. And not working with this idea of multiple Dine Karka. Of two Dine Karka, three Dine Karka, five Dine Karka, five Dine Karka, we're headed to five things. So we noticed yesterday. Having a good time? Beautiful. That's the best time. Life in the mind. So, what we noticed yesterday, what we mentioned yesterday, the Rosh Talvetic points out, if you read the Rat, so Tosus, like you said, Tosus says, oh, the Gemara and Shabbos, it doesn't really mean that you're Chai. It's a Drabbanan. Really, our Gabi says is still connected. Right?
But, if you open up, that's what Rashi and Tosus say. Rashi and Tosus in Shabbos Te'el, and Tosus here, and Gittin, they say, yeah, it doesn't really mean Chai. We open up a Rambam. Rambam says, Chai. And he tells you in Halacha Perek Aleph, lest you think that he also is Lav Dafka, he says, because they're going to put the Marabu Kama, and not really able to see it. Rambam is the very beginning of Hilchot Shabbos, before he even gets started with anything. He says, let me explain you some ground rules. When I say Chayiv, I mean Chayiv. He says, every time I will say Chayiv, I mean either the Raisa with the Chiyav Skila or Karis or Chayiv. Whenever I say Potter, I mean it's Asmi Rambam. So, it's a lot harder to say that the Rambam is Lav Dafka. He's very clear about his use of language. And, to add fuel to the fire, there are cases where the Gemara says, oh, Chai is Lav Dafka, but in those cases, the Rambam, that's what the Rambam comes to test the Rambam Shabbos. The Rambam there won't say Chai. He'll say, if it's Lav Dafka, he'll say Potter.
But I don't know if the Rambam says that he means
right. But it's difficult.
The most basic suggestion is take the Gemara and say, Rambam taking the Gemara and say, as you often do. And he say, no, when you pick it up, when you pick it off the ground, it's no longer Mechubar. Aye, for Prusbul, it is still Mechubar. Yeah, for Shabbat. And Prusbul, are two different things. Tosus wasn't there. Tosus, here and Gittin, it's all the same thing. Like the Tosus can do it. So I thought that for the Ultimate Shabbat, it's all the same thing. That's not enough. But the Rambam, that's what the Rosh Tavish said. The Rambam said, yeah, it's like Tosus and Shavuot. Rambam was like Tosus and Shavuot. No, we can be Mechalik. So for Shabbos purposes, yeah, Gabi and Sedos, that's no longer Mechubar LaKarka. It's not connected to the ground anymore. Right? But for Prusbul, if you look at the Tosus there, Lama Zayin, on the Gemara Prusbul, Tosus means to say that for Prusbul, all they want is the same card. You don't need the concentration on the high, all you need is the same card. Tosus seems to be driving it. So for. That might mean. Yes.
It's Yoni.
It could be. Or just means a form of the Nakarka. And then.
Yes.
No, he's saying that the Rambam holds like the Tosus. Our Tosus does not make the distinction for the Tosus. And then finally, what are the three cases in our Tosus and Gittin? Shabbos is not connected, Prusbul is connected, and then, or Trumas and Maestros. Trumas and Maestros is hard to know which one I'm going. And Trumas and Maestros, the Gemara is reading it very open. The answer is Trumas and Maestros. That probably has to do with not whether tactically speaking what I call connected. That's
right.
Whether practically speaking is a unique from the karka. It's a nutrition. And the Gemara makes the assertion, as you mentioned, the Gemara makes the assertion that in the Arvio Karabu, that there's some minimal nutrition that's flowing through the air from the damp earth up to the flower pot. So is there, that possible? So that, what Shumas devices has to do with, is there unique or not? There's nothing with Shabbos. Shabbos apparently is not a question of unique. Another question is it connected or disconnected? Now you already have your four dinim. There's a classic Shem Karka for various akasha purposes like Shavuot or not. Then there's a chasm sheshlo nachayis. Is it something that I can rely on? The ugly concept's not, and Eved's not, because he's movable. I also talk about Gabi Yisrael, maybe not also. Because also, I could just walk off it. And then, there's Makuber, like by Shabbos. And then, there's, for agricultural purposes, like Shubat the Meister. I want to know, is it growing? That we saw in throughout earlier Gemara's and getting also. The Gemara discussed, I have a tree on the border of Eretz Yisrael. What am I trying to figure out? Where's the nutrition coming from? Nutrition coming from Eretz Yisrael or from Chutzpah? But that's probably in Yenika. That's probably in Yenika. That puts that to rest. That's going to be the answer, perhaps, for Tosfos' kasha on Rashi. And we'll close with this. Tosfos, going back to the previous Tosfos asked, right, how did Rashi say that for true with the righteous, you don't need cheres, doesn't need a nekev. I later on, by Mechubar, I guess, is it Mechubar or not Mechubar, you do need a nekev. Right? That's how it says. And that was the Tosfos. Remember. Rashi and Hashem, Rashi and Hashita. That if it's an Asa Shal Charet, you'll need a hole. Well, then it all goes through. But what's it called? But the Gemara of Habal says, talks about the Charet, which is the Asa Shal Charet. The answer is not a problem. This could be the same thing. It's actually, yet a fourth rare case, is going to be an Asa Charet, She'eno Nachos, point to Rashi's approach, there's also a borderline case. So for Truas and Maestras, not a problem. Truas and Maestras, maybe there is a Nika that goes, maybe the Cheres is porous, the pottery is porous, maybe there is a slow osmosis of moisture or minerals through the Cheres. But what I think is connected, no, it's a container, it's near the ground. This is a Mechubar? No. But pick it off the ground, you can call that Antimaisa Tlisha? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Is it considered mechubar for get purposes? Nah, it's mechubar, it's not mechubar. When I say I'm chayv on Shabbos, maybe not. But when I say there's yinika, according to Rashi, there is. According to Rashi, there is. And who says it's teretz? Who says it's teretz?
Ramban.
Certainly not me. Not much salvation either. Ramban.
But he chucks it. But he throws it out.
Ramban doesn't like it because he gets involved in the chidon, don't like the cheshbonos. But the principle that when you can apply to this particular terrace and at the end, all his other ends. There could be you're going to get stuck in terms of cheshbon. But the principle that Rabban has, to distinguish is very, very good. I promise you assistant. What? I'm not sure Rashi at all. Rabban suggested possibly in Rashi. Rashi and Payal is now on the splitter side, and that's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of what's the split for this thing? In terms of splitters and lumpers. Right? So Tosfos and Shulas. Is a clear splitter. Tosfos and Gittin is a clear lumper. Tosfos and Subas is also a lumper. Right? It's like a man. Tosfos and Subas, the shame of Beinu Hanano.
Tosfos and Shuas, the shame of Beinu Hanano also.
Tosfos and Shuas, okay. Right. But those of themselves don't know. Tosfos and Shuas, the shame of Hanano. Then who else? The Rambam would be, and then let's include what's going on for death. The Rambam would be Rashi. I'm sorry. Do you see all these different types of dinim? You lump them together as one din of karka? Or do you split?
I was thinking about the key.
Then you split them apart and you say, no, this is a different dinim. One last din before the bell. Try to get them before the bell. One last din, fifth din of karka. This might be a sixth one. The sixth one is a little more tenuous. There is din number five.
One, two,
talk about the Easter of being nehneh from Avodah Zarah, and you have to destroy Avodah Zarah, so I have to destroy the sun. It's awesome to do that. It's a violation. The act of down, down to the mountain. Your chayav kila. It's an act of Avodah Zarah, but there's no impact on the mountain. The mountain itself is not affected. If I take the mountain, I break off a piece of rock and I make a statue. I take a bigger piece of rock and put it down. That's my statue. I bad dad's that. But then the stone becomes awesome. Not I did a myself Avodah Zarah and the stone is awesome. But if it's just the mountain, so I did a myself Avodah Zarah, but the mountain is unaffected. Someone else gets the mountain, I can buy the mountain, I can sell the mountain, I can lie down the mountain, I can do whatever I want. Not a problem. So that also sounds like karka versus a dalsum. That's more properly called ein bo tisat yad adam. Okay? It's been untouched by human hands. Yeah, like when your mother tells you that food has been untouched by human hands? Because she doesn't use her hands to make food, she actually uses, right? So when you see something in untouched by human hands, that's halakha concept, by Avodah Zarah. Anyone sees that other. But that, it sounds loosely like karka, but it's totally different. If you plant the tree grows on its own, so anyone sees that other. I plant the tree for Avodah Zarah purposes, and Yishma sees that other. And karka, and it's a tree growing out of the ground. Sure. This is a little bit like karka, but it's totally left field. It's a little bit like karka, but clearly a different thing. Other than that, take a look at that. Everyone enjoy a nice dinner, a nice day of usual time, 17:00. You can, whatever mix you want,